Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of 24/7 Sports. Powered by Taylor Construction Equipment. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, buy, or for service, contact Taylor Construction Equipment today at taylorconstructionequipment.com or call 662-446-1048. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get your podcast from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in cyber.
It would be a little weird.
So I got to make a confession here to you about something. Got a text today from Shane Reed. He's like, hey, I left a little something for you and Robbie under your name at the store. It's like, great, I'll go up there and I'll fetch it. I went and got it. He left us some Christmas tree cakes, some of the Big Deborahs.
Oh, I love them.
Am I going to see you? They're at my house. Am I going to see you between now and the new year?
Yeah, I'll be in town.
I'm not
eat them.
I'm out of town all next week, though.
The whole week?
Yeah, I leave the 26th, and I won't be back till the 30th.
Well, is the studio closed the whole week? Or
no, you want me to bring them up here?
Yeah, just bring them up there, sit them in the office.
There's six of them, so I'll set three for you, three for my family. I won't eat one. That'll be fine. And we're good. Okay.
What a hero.
I wanted to be sure how we did this, you know.
I could meet you Sunday.
Christmas Eve?
Yeah. I'll be in town.
Oh, you got to go to church, right?
Yeah.
Just come by. Okay, that'll be the easier way. Just come by when you get off of when you get out of church.
Okay.
Done. I wanted to go over that because I was like, I feel bad, but I don't know if I'm going to see him. And I was like, you know, if I'm going to see you, I was going to be like, these are getting eaten. I'm just going to tell you, but if we're
I know that's why I have to pick. Yeah, I have to get those Sunday because that's in danger.
You make them last till Christmas Day. I'll probably have them at that point. So that'll work.
But I will say this. Cyber Mississippi, you know, might not be a great place for Brupolo. But you can use the internet to get Strange Brew Coffee.
Yes. Yes. StrangeBrewCoffeeHouse.com is the website. And you can get that delivered. Now, you know, not in time for the holidays. I just go ahead and tell you. Unless your holiday is New Year's, maybe then, I don't know. But for Christmas, it's probably a little late in the game. But any other time, and don't forget, it's a Bulldog Initiative business. Speaking of the Bulldog Initiative, our good friends over at Pitt Printing want to remind you that your business is already using a printing service, right? They are the lifeblood of your marketing program. They are what gets your message out to your customers. Pitt Printing has been doing that for businesses here in this state for 30-plus years. And now they're telling you that if you're a Mississippi State fan and you want to help the Bulldog Initiative, they can help. All you got to do is give them a call, set up a program with them, and when you make the sale, just say, oh, by the way, heard about you guys on Thunder and Lightning, heard about the Bulldog Initiative. Boom, 10% of your sale goes right to the Bulldog Initiative, and it's in your name. You don't have to, it's not in the name of Pitt Printing. I mean, that is a big, big service they're doing for Mississippi State. So call my buddy Camden Baker. He'll take care of you. 601-499-5216. Check out the services they offer at pipridgeland.com. College Corner and collegequarterstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. And I'm done with saying this holiday season. It's time to just go ahead and start looking ahead to next year. Next year is the year of Scripps State, all right? The Banner M, it's out of here. Cross it off. It's time to get a new polo with the Scripps State on it. And that's going to be for you at College Corner. They have a ton of different merchandise, a great selection of maroon, white, gray, black polos. But they're all cool polos. They're all one color. They're not four or five different colors. And the logo is not the size of a planet. It's just a nice, easy logo over your chest. right over your heart, which is where Mississippi State belongs. So swing by one of their two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. You want to have a special occasion? You don't need an anniversary or a birthday or anything. You just need to go to Restaurant Tyler. That's the special. Oh, hey, how was Restaurant Tyler? How was the guest room last night? Yeah.
It was terrible.
I know that's a lie.
It was a lie. It was outstanding. I couldn't go in the guest room. But the great thing about, oh, my gosh, I got there at 5:30. It was slammed packed and backed up for an hour.
That miracle on the Main Street thing, people want to see that. It's so cool.
I did get to see it for 30 seconds and it looked amazing. Yeah. But the great thing about it is I could walk up the sidewalk and go inside Restaurant Tyler and have the same exact thing that I could have downstairs.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of Christmas lights and Christmas, decorations like, but same great food, same great service. It was excellent. I had a great time with a few couples. We had some good laughs. I had some fried chicken. And this was a little different fried chicken than what you get for the Blue Plate. It had some coconut in it. So it had like a nice little sweet.
Yeah. The dinner fried chicken is different than the lunch fried chicken.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Oh, no.
I think I prefer the dinner fried chicken.
Coconut fried
chicken. That's not a bad thing. That's just telling you how good that dinner fried chicken was.
Coconut fried things are good. Coconut fried shrimp, coconut fried chicken, they're good. Coconut is good. It's very underrated. I try to tell people this all the time.
Yeah, but I also had my wife had the redfish. It was great. I took a bite of that. We had some barbecue okra. We had some crawfish dip. I mean, it was fantastic.
Sounds good. Glad you enjoyed it. You'll enjoy your next trip as well to Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi. They're all here to serve you. Go to PriorityOneBank.com to find the location nearest you. If you live in Central Mississippi, there's a branch near you. You can set up an account today, and that's going to benefit you and your family for years to come. Banking with our local banks, incredibly important. It's what builds a strong community, just like eating and shopping locally. So check it out if you haven't already. If you're in Central Mississippi, become a Priority One Bank customer. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We're not going to lie to you here today. This is the final Thunder and Lightning, first off, of the year of our Lord 2023. What a year it has been. Outside of this basketball game, there's not a lot to talk about, right? We really put the bow tie on recruiting. Unless somebody is going to commit in the next few minutes, Stonka Burnside wants to go ahead and let us all know. There's just not a lot. I mean, so let's talk about this basketball game and then maybe a little retrospective there at the end, Robbie. But this is a big game for Mississippi State on Saturday. First of all, let's start with the women. That was a good win Wednesday night for the ladies to go to Colorado State, who's been a good team. That's probably a quad one win for them. And 10 three-pointers, that's a lot in one game for a team. State got it from one player.
Yeah, Lauren Park Lane, whenever she first committed, I think we did a little segment on her, and we talked about just how dynamic of a scorer she was. I told you that I think she would kind of be compared a lot to Morgan Williams and how she played the game. And we've seen it so far in how she runs point. I mean, she hasn't been as clean as Morgan was. Morgan, I thought, was really good at taking care of the basketball. She's been turning the ball over a little bit, but she's averaging over 6 assists a game, and she's been more facilitator for Mississippi State since she's been here. But last night, we saw the Lauren Park Lane that Mississippi State signed, that Mississippi State wanted to get from Seton Hall. That was a player at Seton Hall that had 11 30-point games at Seton Hall. She averaged over 20 points in her career. She was, the most dynamic scorer in that league, in a league that's got some really good teams in it. And we haven't really seen that from her since she's been here at Mississippi State to this point. But we saw it on Wednesday night. I mean, she absolutely lit the gym on fire with 10 three-pointers. By the way, is a new Mississippi State record. I don't remember what the men's record is, but it's got to be challenging that as well. So
don't know it. Yeah,
I mean, could have been Darryl Wilson. Could he have it?
I think it's Barry Stewart, to be honest with you.
That might be it. 7 or 8 would be my guess. I don't know if anybody's gotten 10. I mean, that's tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, people shoot 10 three-pointers, but making them is a little bit different. But so coming into this game, she had scored 20 points once this year. She did that against Miami. But she was in kind of a lull early on in the season. She had one double-digit game in the first 6 ball games, and she even admitted to us that, you know, she wasn't herself. The transition coming from Seton Hall to a new place, you're playing with a lot of star players. It just had been kind of tough for her. Her first 3 games, she didn't score over 6 points. So it was tough for her. I think what you're starting to see is her becoming herself again. She was 10 of 17 from the field, 33 points in 35 minutes, 6 assists, 4 rebounds. You have a lot of players on this team that can do things like this night in and night out. It's just about them putting it all together. And they haven't been very consistent to this point, but the potential was there for this team, just like it was last year. They had some inconsistencies. They started to kind of get it together late in the season. They need that to happen for them, and maybe this will be a turning point for them. And I mean, look, I mean, they're 12-2. They're off to a good start, but you had 2 games that were there for the taking. I don't really blame them for that Miami game, not having Aaron Barnum and Jessica Carter. You didn't have them against Chattanooga, but that's still a game you should have won. They should be at least 13-1 at this point. But you're turning over a new leaf. Hopefully this is a chance here to kind of spark something for Mississippi State in the first half of that conference schedule that's coming up. But I think it's a really good win. Colorado State was 9-1. They had not lost a game there. State beat them by, you know, 3 or 4 points last year at home. So this was a really good win, I think.
Is this team's lack of depth eventually going to catch up with it, or are they going to be able to just sort of push through that this season?
It just depends on the foul situations that they have night in and night out. I mean, it's obviously right now a concern that you have basically 9 players, and they probably should have gotten 1 or 2 more players on this team. But they couldn't have predicted that Ramani Parker was going to go down with an injury, that Goni was going to go down with an injury, and that Melanie Timms was going to transfer in the middle of the season before the season even began. She was going to be a good piece off the bench to shoot the basketball. And if everybody's healthy, you have 2 post players that could back up your other 2 post players. I mean, 4 post players is plenty. And having, you know, 3 or 4 guards that can shoot is plenty too. So they had the players, but whenever you start to have injuries like this, that's when you really start to see the lack of depth. So I think what I would say is the quality of depth right now is strong. Every single person on that bench can come in and give you good minutes. But if 1 or 2 of them go down mm-hmm. with an injury or get sick, mm-hmm. I mean, they're in trouble.
The single game record for the men, it's held by 6 players. And it's eight shots made. You said Darryl Wilson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Name one more player on this list, and I will just go ahead and tell you that Barry Stewart's not on.
Really?
Yeah.
Barry
Stewart is not even on the like the tie. It's a 6-way tie for first, and then there's a 3-6-9-way tie for 7th. And Barry Stewart's not on there either. So Barry Stewart never hit even 7 three-pointers in a game.
Reginald Dilk?
That's a good guess. But he is not on the tie. He is not tied for first, no.
Riley Beanock?
No, no. So here it is.
Winston Frazier.
Frazier is on the list. Frazier hit 8 against Kansas City, against the University of
Missouri. UMKC.
KC.
I remember that. I remember that game.
Darryl Wilson did it in his junior year against Alabama. 1995. Antonio Jackson at California in 2000.
Oh my gosh.
Paul Patterson against Florida in 2001.
I remember that game.
Ari Winston Frazier. And then in back to back games, Lamar Peters hit 8 three pointers against McNeese State and Clemson in 2018.
Wow. He had a big game against Kentucky, too.
I do remember that. Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. So
that's wild. So she set a record.
That's a Mississippi State record for three pointers in a game. Yeah. Not just women's basketball. 10's a lot. What's the SEC record? Do you know? Did you look it up for your article?
You know what? I did not, but I will search that.
In a game. I can't. I might have to
go to the record book and find it.
I'm looking here, but it's not just popping up in the. It's not popping up. Oh well. All right, let's
find it.
Yeah, I know you will. Let's if you find it before the end of the show, let us know what it is. So let's switch over to the men. They play Rutgers in the Gotham Classic in Newark, New Jersey, this Saturday. The Gotham Classic, Newark, New Jersey. Do I make Batman jokes or Sopranos jokes?
That's a good question. Mm. Both of them come into play here.
Yeah.
I've always considered New York Gotham. Mm-hmm. That area is Gotham. Is that what that is?
Richard and I had this discussion. I always thought Gotham was Chicago.
I've always thought it was New York.
And Metropolis was New York. That's how I always viewed things. But then
how would Metropolis be New York when it's in Kansas?
Metropolis isn't in Kansas.
Yes, it is. Smallville is in Kansas.
Smallville is
Metropolis
in Kansas. Metropolis is not in Kansas. Metropolis is New York City.
In several variations of Superman, it's like the big city.
No.
Of Kansas. Yeah, dude, they go down. It's like, I'm going to the hospital. It was like, I got to go to the big hospital. They don't fly to New York. They ride down the road.
No, you're wrong on this one, friend. Well, hold on this. Are you saying, I never watched Smallville. Holy crap, you're right. I can't. Okay, that makes me mad. Metropolis is New York City.
Well, we're both correct.
So if you watch.
Are you saying in Smallville, it was Metropolis was in Kansas?
100 miles from Kansas. Like, what? That doesn't make
sense. And in Superman, it's in New York?
It's supposed to be like New York City, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, here's what I'll say about that.
If you watch,
here's what I'll say about that. It never made sense that when I watched, I'm a big Smallville fan, so that's why I say that. Mm-hmm. It never made sense to me that there was this giant city in Kansas.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense at all.
And you go from this small town Kansas to right down the road, mm-hmm. 90 minutes away, they're in this giant city. Like it just
it doesn't work.
Weird.
So if you watched the movie Batman versus Superman, Gotham is like right across the river or something from Metropolis because you can see the bat signal in Metropolis. Superman sees it a couple times. So it's more like at that point it becomes Metropolis is New York City and then Gotham is somewhere in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. Like I always laugh. It's like in Metropolis, that's where they get the villains that like can destroy the planet. And in Gotham, you just have a clown who just kills people. It's just a random person. So we'd say Mississippi State versus Rutgers should be a very interesting game.
By the way, tied for third most three-pointers in SEC history.
Okay.
Lauren Park Lane.
Who is number one? Does it
Cornelia Gaydon in 1995 from LSU.
Okay.
Morgan I. She had 12. Morgan I from Missouri. Oh,
gosh.
Had 11 and in 2013. And then 2015, Torrey Lewis from, I think, Ole Miss had 10.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So most since 2015.
So State against Rutgers this weekend, what do you think about Tolu Smith? Are we going to see him in this game?
I don't have any intel. That's Paul Jones. Yeah,
we're just guessing here.
Justin Frommer and those guys.
Paul Jones,
but
the guy from the what is it on three?
I said Paul Jones.
Yeah.
I don't have any intel on that. Just my guess is that he will be suited up, and they might give him some time. That's just my guess. Just following the timeline, which this was, I believe, an identical injury mm-hmm. to Keyshawn Murphy.
Okay,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I believe this is the same injury. If not, I apologize, but that's the way I understand it. And following the timeline, and it seems like Tolu is way ahead of schedule, Keyshawn was back on the bench, back in practice, like a week or two before he played.
Mm-hmm.
Tolu Smith has been back at practice for, a week and a half now?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's going to play in this game. If he doesn't, he is absolutely playing next week.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's ready.
Yeah.
At least to where, they can at least test it. Now, I think it's up to the trainers and it's up to Chris Jans on whether or not they want to push it. And I would not push it. I would make sure he's 100%. He obviously has some conditioning things and he's got to knock some rust off, but that lower body's got to be 100% before he gets out there, because you re-aggravate that and you've screwed yourself for the SEC schedule. So to me, the trainers need to say he is cleared, 100%, ready to roll. And I feel certain that he is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be up to them for, whether or not they want to push it right out of the gates.
What I said last night on Thunder and Lightning Live was this is a situation where you can't sort of play it by ear. You have to go into the game with a plan of how you want to play him. You can't sit there and say, well, we're going to play him this many minutes, because what happens if you're down and then you become tempted to keep him in and maybe you overdo it? I think you feel like you have to say, look, he's on a 10-minute restriction. We're going to see how he feels and go from there. I think you have to come into this game, either say we're going to play him this many minutes and that's it, or it's he's not going to play. I don't think you should play it by ear if you're Jans.
No. I think he knows. I mean, I definitely think they know. I don't think this is a game time thing, and I don't think they're going to be sitting around. Like, I think they're going to know 100%, are we going to play him and for how many minutes in this game? And I, like, you could use him. I mean, this is a team that can beat you.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
So, you could definitely use him in this game, and they need to win this. They need all the wins they can get now heading into conference play.
Yeah, I mean, if they get this win, they should. Bethune-Cookman's not a very good team. That's another quad four team. If they lose that one, they would be in danger of not making the NCAA tournament. Two quad four losses is a crusher. So they should be able to win that one. If they win this one, I mean, it feels like it's going to be a quad two win at worst for you. It is a neutral site game, despite the fact that it's being played in the same state as Rutgers, but it's not at Rutgers Arena. So that's going to be helpful for Mississippi State. If they can get this win, and finish out they would finish 11-2. I mean, that's what, when you go back to before the season, Robbie, that's what we sort of said, right? If they can only lose two games here without Tolu Smith, they'll be in great shape for the start of SEC play. And that was when we didn't know that Tolu was going to be available for the start of SEC play, which it very much appears he will be.
Yeah, and that Southern game is just the killer right now. Mm-hmm. I still think that they're going to have a little bit of sympathy on Mississippi State for not having Tolu, but that's a game that you should win without him. That's still going to hurt you, because they're going to say, well, they beat all these other teams. They beat Northwestern. They beat all these other teams. Why could they not win that game? That was just a bad loss.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to make it up somewhere. That's always my opinion in baseball and basketball. Game, like the sports where they use these metrics like nets and things like that to shrink the schedule. My opinion is always, if you lose a game like that, you've got to make it up somewhere down the line where you did not think you were going to win those games.
Right.
And for Southern, I think you're going to have to win a game or two to eliminate that game, to kind of help you climb a little bit. The good news is, you look at their net right now, they're not sunk. They're in decent shape.
Yeah, they're in the third. Yeah.
So this isn't a situation where you're fighting for your tournament lives in non-conference play.
Yeah.
It looks it's not going to drop tremendously in SEC play either.
It's a situation where instead you're not looking at it in terms of, gosh, they're in trouble because of that. You're looking at it more in terms of, gosh, where would they be if they hadn't lost that game? They'd probably be in the top 20, and with a good conference record could push for a 3 seed. But instead, it's going to probably end up being a 5 or 6 seed because you have that loss is an anchor. There's just no getting around that, you know. And that's just,
yeah. And right now, it's a lot about, like, you don't want to be in the position you were last year where you're on the bubble and you're having to deal with all that stuff and you're wanting to take the step. I mean, this is kind of your time. Next year, I don't think it's going to be a rebuilding year, but there are no guarantees for next year's team with Chris Jans. They're going to have to go out and get some players in the portal because you're losing a lot of talent. And this is kind of – you have the makings of a deep team here, a talented team, an experienced team to make a run. So you want to take advantage of that and capitalize and get the highest seeding that you can get in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, be playing in a destination that you can get some fans there, things like that. To do that, your seeding has to continue to climb, and this only hurts it. Yeah. So they're going to be fighting that all year, and Chris Jans even mentioned it when it happened. It's just going to be something that they have to fight the whole year. It's going to be kind of a shadow over them. But they have to kind of move forward from it. They have to move forward and win every game they possibly can at this point and grab those double-digit point wins to increase their net as well. They got to take every opportunity they can get.
And they have, once they get past Bethune-Cookman, they've got another what appears like it's going to be a quad-4 chance there, and that's Vanderbilt, who is the worst team in the conference by far this year. It's crazy how bad they are. Richard told me an interesting stat. He covered their game against Western Carolina, which they lost on Tuesday night, and he said, of their projected starting five coming into the season, they have played 4 minutes together. That's how bad injuries have just decimated them. But, yeah, it's not a great look for Vanderbilt. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it's what's for dinner this holiday season if you're cooking beef for your family. Prime rib on Christmas is evidently a big thing.
We do it all the time.
I didn't realize it was such a big thing. And then a friend of mine put on Facebook, what's everybody doing for Christmas? And like 10 people were like, prime rib. I'm like, I thought I was special.
My dad's doing one. We're doing, like I said, we're doing pulled pork. And we're also doing some kind of seafood pasta.
Oh. So, and that's at your house?
It is.
Okay. Well, what time was that?
Aren't you going out of town?
I'm going out of town on Tuesday. So I can be Monday.
Come on by. We'll have plenty available.
Man, that sounds seafood pasta and pork.
Be there for lunch.
Man, that sounds good. Really good.
I want to say it's like maybe some
prime rib. I mean,
I'll have to ask Becky what it is. We're getting it catered this year. We just don't have the time to make it.
I got you.
But guess what we're cooking Saturday?
Steaks?
A little Mississippi pot roast.
Oh, yes. Good call.
Yes. That was my request.
Very good. You're a smart man, Robbie Fogg. Don't let anybody tell you different.
I just love beef.
I love fried beef. Fried beef. Chicken fried steak. I like chicken fried steak. I won't tell you that I don't. I'm not a traditionalist. I'm a brown gravy on chicken fried steak guy. I don't like the white gravy.
Oh, yeah, that's me too. I prefer brown gravy over just about anything except for biscuits. And biscuits that sausage gravy. Yes.
Robbie, you just have food takes. Sometimes I don't agree with your food takes. Sometimes you have food takes that make a
very
lot.
Few do you disagree with, though.
The ones that I disagree with, though, they're vehement. They're like, I do not agree at all with that.
Like pickles.
Oh, no, God. Went and had food today, and they put a pickle on my tray. I was just looking at it. I was like, God.
You went to fight somebody.
So disgusting. Oh, well. Beef, it's what's for dinner. That's our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you're looking for. It's just so good, guys. If you haven't been to Two Brothers this year, you've missed out on some incredible food. They've always got great specials. If you don't follow them on Instagram, you should. They're always letting you know what's going on there. Great specials from time to time. But it's just a fantastic place. It's also a place that supports Mississippi State and the Bulldog Initiative. So if you saw yesterday's press conference, Jeff Lebby wearing that Bulldog Initiative hoodie, a straight ripoff of Lane Kiffin, who, of course, invented hoodies, then you know what we're talking about with the Bulldog Initiative. So help them
Jeff
out.
Jeff Lebby breathing is just ripping off Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin breathed.
Can you believe he had the audacity to breathe after Lane Kiffin did?
Lane Kiffin is older than Jeff Lebby, hence he breathed first.
Have you noticed anybody talking about Ole Miss putting up billboards? Didn't Mississippi State create billboards?
No, Ole Miss, I'm sure, invented invented billboards. I'm sure of it. I could find something. So, anyway, great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and they've been doing it now for 49 years. So when you need new technology for your business, give them a call. New copier or printer, new computers, new laptops. They've got it all. And then if you do need service, you get to call them back. You don't have to call a 1-800 number. You don't have to wait on hold for 40 minutes. You don't have to make an appointment with an out-of-state technician who maybe next week he can be there, especially during this holiday season. Stuff needs to be fixed immediately. You want to deal with Mississippi people. 601-362-9192. Or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. The Collegiate Collection at the Rogue. How many times do I got to tell you guys? Script State is in. Banner M is out. It is gone. It's like Father Time. Time is winding down. So you need to go get a new pullover or polo. Get it from the Rogue. They have an incredible selection of great name brand polos and pullovers, and they've got the logos that we want. Don't live the three-stripe life. Shop at the Rogue. That's something I wanted to say. You know what else Ole Miss invented? You muted yourself. Do you know what else Ole Miss invented?
What do they do?
They invented tea. That's gonna be a fun bit for the next 365 days. See how we can work those in. Organically. That's gonna be the last one I really try to just force on you. It's got to be something that happens.
Yeah, we don't want to ruin it.
Yeah. Well, this has been a hell of a year here on Thunder and Lightning. Our best year ever. And when we said that last year, that's because of you guys. You have listened to more of our shows than ever before. We have been the number one sports news podcast in this country, I think six times this year. Most recently, right after the Egg Bowl, we climbed back to number one. did you just see a Message Board Geniuses post?
I did see that one, but did you see the T-shirt that was made?
Pork Rind Nachos. I would wear that shirt. I'm just going to go with, oh, look at that. I want that shirt. Like, does it come in maroon?
It's even got the two brothers emblem down there.
If it does, I'll buy one.
I see you, JC.
Give me some of those pork rind nachos. Dude, retweet.
Oh, that's good, man.
That is unbelievable. I want that shirt. I'm gonna get it one way or the other. And this is why our listeners are the best, right? Who else is helping us out coming up with stuff like our listeners send us funny jokes, they send us cool recipes, they send us these fun things that they want. We love you guys. You know, sometimes we give y'all a hard time. In fairness, sometimes y'all give us a hard time. All right?
Yes.
But it all works out in the end, and this holiday season, I think I speak for my friend Robbie Falk when I say thank you for another tremendous year of Thunder and Lightning. Next year is going to be even better with Jeff Lebby, Chris Jans, whatever happens in baseball, whatever happened there. Whatever happened there.
We really want to talk about that. We were having a good little...
We got another month before we got to really worry.
We're having a good little conversation about Christmas and joy and happiness.
God, that shirt is... I can't stop looking at it. You look great as Angus, by the way. You look absolutely fantastic in the schoolboy outfit.
Oh, man.
Give me some pork rind nachos. This is greatest thing that we, and it's our last show of the year, and we may be having the most, that might be the funniest thing we've seen this year. If I had to rank the funny things this year, that the whole AC/DC thing is way up there. I'm trying to remember if we had any other bits that just really stood out to me this year.
There was those times wherever I would say something like really inappropriate on accident.
We had two of those this year when you talked about how Jackson Dart.
I didn't think. I was at the forefront of it's going to be hard to keep Jackson Dart off the field.
Right, you were.
It was going to be hard to beat him off.
Because Spencer Sanders was going to beat off Jackson Dart. We had that. And then we had I tried to get bold predictions out of you, and you thought – I wanted bold predictions, and you thought I said bold predictions, and you told me I didn't put any emphasis on the D.
Yes.
We had the one about Tulu's package. We had that you said.
We did.
And there was another one, though, that – legitimately, I thought I was going to pee on myself. I can't remember what it was. I'll have to go back and try to find it. It was one where you said something, and I was just like, I cannot believe you said that. And I left it in for everybody to listen to. And so I had some people say I nearly ran off the road. That's my favorite tweet to get from somebody who's like, I was listening to your podcast, and I nearly ran off the road because I was laughing so hard. That's good. That's what we want. We don't want you to die. We want you to nearly run off the road, not actually run off the road.
That's correct.
So,
I think the AC/DC one got more running off the road.
Yeah, we got about five or six people who were like, I was in tears. So, I had a great shirt. I need that shirt. I hope I can get it. All right. On that note, final go around here for 2023. When we come back in the new year, new beginnings for some of us. Some of us will be making, I'm sure there'll be a lot of change. What?
You're changing your wardrobe.
I am. I'm getting smaller, trying to get smaller every day. It's been tough these last few weeks. This week with all the leftovers from the Christmas party, just staring at me. It's like, Brian, don't you want a brownie? Would you like a cookie, Brian? So I hear the voices in my head.
And I've
thing of Christmas tree cakes. I'm just like,
come on. I know. I've been fasting lately. Like, I've been cutting out meals.
Yeah.
And it's this week has been very difficult. It's going to continue to be even more difficult because family's in town. We're about to have a ton of food. And you just, like, whenever your family's in town and when you're ever having big events, you just got all this food, like, just sitting around all day and you're just grazing over it all day. I've lost 15 pounds in the last like couple months, and that's probably going to go right back up. But hey, we'll figure it out. So yeah, new beginnings.
Should be a great year. We'll be back with you on what day will we be back? I mean, look at the calendar here. I don't even know. So I guess we'll record something on New Year's Eve. We'll just do some early afternoon before anybody's festivities get started up. And we'll have something out on Monday, January the 1st.
New Year's Eve is going to be a fun day.
Should be a fun day. We'll have a good one. Guys, have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year from Robbie and I. We'll talk to you again in 20. I get to be the dad joke, right? See you next year. I'm Brian Adat. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.